Continue along our college basketball previews, talking all things Xavier today with Shelby Dermer, Cincinnati Inquirer. Shelby, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking time to let us pick your brain about what's going on there at Xavier as they get ready. What's the most interesting or compelling thing, in your opinion, around the Xavier program heading into this year?
Well, obviously, it's your new head coach, Richard Pitino, coming in. I mean, they made a pretty foreign hire in terms of the way they usually operate. You know, Richard Pitino comes in as head coach. This is the first time a coach has been hired out that didn't have ties to the program since Thad Matta came to Cintas Center in 2001. So he's bringing a completely different style of play to Xavier, and obviously it's maybe an interesting aspect of this team, but something obviously not new in college basketball. But he's starting with 12 new transfers, and they're not returning a single minute because their only returner was Roddy Anderson, a guard who redshirted last year. So plenty of new faces at Xavier this year.
Yeah, so, you know, with that, you know, Sean Miller departs for the Texas job. You know, I kind of forgot about that until preparing to chat with you. And then Richard Pitino comes from New Mexico. He's had kind of an interesting coaching career path, right? Was at FIU for a minute, went to Minnesota, things kind of flamed out there, you know, went to New Mexico, boosted his stock. Now he's at Xavier. What made him the right guy for Xavier when Sean Miller left?
Yeah, great question, because, you know, he's a guy, you know, talking to people at Xavier where he's built himself back up. You kind of said it after the Minnesota thing went south. He built himself up at New Mexico, and he led a complete turnaround. I mean, this is a program that 4 years ago when he took over, they were obviously, it was a COVID season that they were coming off of. It was their worst season since 1962, and then they bounced back with 7 wins. They're in the postseason a year later, and then back-to-back NCAA tournament berths. And I think one of the bigger aspects of Richard Pitino's style is that recruiting is not a lost art. I mean, he recruited guys like Donovan Dent and the entire New Mexico backcourt last year that led them to the NCAA tournament. He recruited JT Toppin when he was one of the top players in Texas, and none of the big Texas schools came calling. New Mexico came in, swooped him up. Then he eventually leaves in the transfer portal to Texas Tech, who missed their opportunity the first time. So recruiting, not a lost art, and I think Xavier was looking to hone in on that with their new hire, and obviously with the transfer portal as well. He's had success there too. So bringing a high-paced style of play to a guy with 12 years of experience but is still kind of viewed as an up-and-comer, I think was the perfect fit for Xavier.
Yeah, so then when it comes to the roster build, what does that look like at Xavier coming into this year?
Yeah, so obviously a couple of probably bench role players coming over from New Mexico to start off back in early April, right after he was introduced as the head coach. But some high volume shooters too, all right, from Valparaiso. Malik Moore was at Montana. They went to the NCAA tournament. It's going to be guys who can create on ball pressure and shoot the ball and run that up pace system like I talked about. Last year they were number 7 in adjusted tempo. New Mexico was, that is, and they were top 5 in the country in fast break points. So it's going to be a lot of steals. It's going to be a lot of tempo. It's going to be a lot of pressure and trying to create havoc on defense, turning that defense into offense. I think one of the bigger storylines though is that Xavier, you know, a new coach, but still can't seem to quite find the injury bug. I mean, around here in Cincinnati, no one wants to talk about injuries anymore after what happened to Joe Burrow's toe last Sunday. But Gabrielle Pizzotto, one of the big transfers they got from Evansville, they really attacked that MVC conference with transfers. But he goes down with a meniscus injury this offseason, so really out indefinitely with no real timetable as to when we'll see him come back. So a lot of growing for this team, but that's where the roster stands right now with, you know, like I said, not unlike a lot of programs right now, hoping that these smaller conference guys can blossom into Big East contributors.
What's the one or two things right now as we talk in mid-September to really like about this group?
I would say starting with the shooting. I kind of already mentioned, but all right, and Malik Moore kind of trying to fill it up there. And then you got some guys, you know, really pretty big depth with all the guys they brought in. So you guys have guys like Mier Panoam, and Isaiah Walker, who's a homegrown kid who went to high school here in Cincinnati. And then I didn't really mention down low, but Trey Carroll from Florida Atlantic, he's kind of got the Aquaman look going on, but he was a double-digit scorer at Florida Atlantic. So I think right now the depth and kind of just the unknown of having a deep roster and hoping that, you know, four or five of these guys can really shine here in September and October when fall practices start on Monday. And like I said, they're all trying to, you know, elevate themselves into a team that can make some noise in the Big East, although the history behind, you know, first year Big East coaches is pretty daunting.
So then when it comes to maybe potential weaknesses or areas of concern, I know this is tough because we're talking in, you know, mid-September. What on the surface looks like it could be a weakness for Xavier this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be down low just because with Pizzotto's injury and not really having a timeline for that. I mean, he's a 6'7" forward coming off an all freshman team, not at his last school at Evansville. So you have Trey Carroll at 6'7" down low, but you know, you have Philip Borovikinen from New Mexico at 6'9", but you know, the average height for this team is going to be around 6'6", 6'7". And you know, you get on the road at some of these big games and it's really rebounding has plagued Xavier. And that's not something that, you know, really got fixed over the last 2 years. I mean, defensively at New Mexico, Richard Pitino's teams were pretty good rebounding the ball. They were top 25 last year and allowing offensive rebounds, but it's really something that's plagued Xavier in the Big East. And right now with that injury, that's sorry to bring this up so many times, but that is the glaring weakness right now when a double digit scorer down low for you has a big time knee injury in the off season. That's going to be an area of concern as the season rolls around.
So realistically, Shelby, you know, where should the expectations be for Xavier coming into this year?
Yeah, so I mentioned the kind of the gauntlet and the struggles for first year Big East coaches. I went back for an article and looked at all of the Big East coaches that there've been and how they've done in their first year. And out of 86 coaches, only 21 of them made the NCAA tournament. So that's less than a quarter, 24.4%. I think a lot of pundits out there are projecting them right around anywhere from like 8th to 9th in the Big East. And that's kind of where you have to have them right now because there's so much unknown, right? You have guys that coming in from smaller schools and how that transitions into the Big East, you just don't know. That overall, I think the transfer portal class was pretty good. But right now, if you're a Xavier fan and you're looking at this roster, but they got a bunch of guys that they're going to have for maybe – 1 or 2 years, maybe even three. A lot of guys with eligibility remaining, so hopefully that glue can stick together and create something down the road. But if you're looking at this year, I think it's tough sledding to ask for an NCAA tournament appearance right now. So I would tend to agree with where everyone's kind of ranking them right now in that bottom half of the Big East.
Once again, that's Shelby Dermer, Xavier basketball beat writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Shelby, appreciate the time today and enjoy the upcoming season.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.